living in Dixwell, our next door neighbour happened to be the production manager of Ilo, and we had obviously talked over the years, and he said, would you like to come and get the experience here? I'll give you a job. So again, because of my experience with Abdel and previously IBM, I was in on computerising their system. Again, I was in production. It was a peculiar company. Not being derogatory, they never seemed to get their act together, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I knew that I had X number of orders in Abdel. They were to be scheduled, but it was an ad hoc jobbing shop, which completely threw me. Didn't enjoy it too much, but I got the experience.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of the eyelashes in the early days were made out in Hong Kong and came in on what they call spills.
Right.
And then they have an army of outworkers. My wife, in fact, did some for a while. Were they just curling them on?
No, you had a head, a soft head, and you stuck you pinned the base of the eyelash on, and then you had to knot the eyelashes.
It was horrendous.
You had a crochet hook.
All right, yeah.
Type of thing to do it, but it was horrendous.
So once that had been done, we obviously just put them on to mounts, and then if you were really flash in those days, you had diamonds put on, which you bought 1,000 off for about 5p.
Right.
The lashes cost around 6p to make, the packaging was probably... So the whole thing was for about £5, 50 pence, and sold them for £5.
They still do.
Brilliant. And I must admit that the two directors, Mr. Eric and Mr. Derek, David, were very generous. And when Mr. Eric knew that, as a family, we were going to Yorkshire for a wedding, he offered his Rolls Royce to go up there. And I said, well, on the wages you pay me, I can't afford the petrol. And I declined. But the offer was there. But, that was not a job really for me. But I got the experience.